Welcome everyone to French Pod. Today we've got our free newbie lesson of the week, and it's called Are You Sick? My name is JP.
Are you okay, JP?
I think I'm going to be okay.
My name is Anne-Marie. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Anne-Marie. And before we start, I would just want to tell everybody that this lesson is free for everybody, but we've got other lessons at other levels that are available by subscription. If you just go to FrenchPod.com, you can check everything out. Just sign up for a 7-day free trial and we'll give you access to everything. Now, Anne-Marie, I am not sick. Are you sick?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. So what is this lesson about? Are you sick?
We'll see later, JP. All I'm going to tell you now is the keyword.
Okay, what's the keyword?
Debout.
Debout, all right? Debout is like standing, right?
Yeah.
So you can often yell debout to somebody that means on your feet.
Exactement. Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so let's listen to this dialogue 3 times, and then we're going to come back and do a translation.
Dialogue, first time.
Debout. Il est déjà 6 heures. Il faut aller travailler. Bon, si c'est comme ça.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Dialogue, second time.
Debout. Il est déjà 6 heures. Il faut aller travailler. Bon, si c'est comme ça.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Dialogue, third time.
Debout. Il est déjà 6 heures. Il faut aller travailler. Bon, si c'est comme ça.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
All right, we're back. Let's start with the translation.
Debout.
Stand up.
Debout.
On your feet.
Debout. Il est déjà 6 heures.
It's already 6 o'clock.
Il est déjà 6 heures.
It's already 6 o'clock.
Il est déjà 6 heures. Il faut aller travailler.
You've got to go to work.
Il faut aller travailler.
It's necessary to go to work.
Il faut aller travailler. Bon, si c'est comme ça.
Fine, if that's how it's going to be.
Bon, si c'est comme ça.
All right, if that's how it's got to be.
Bon, si c'est comme ça.
And there's a splash of water.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Are you crazy? It's Sunday.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Are you nuts? It's Sunday.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Okay.
JP, I wouldn't like to do the same thing to you. I just don't imagine your reaction if I was to do it to you. On a Sunday?
No, please stay away from me with a bucket of water.
Okay.
All right, so now I think I got an idea of what this title is. Are you sick? We said, tu es malade, right?
Yeah.
And it means, are you sick? But
nobody's sick.
Nobody's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe a little sick in the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning and break the whole thing down. So we're going to start with get up or on your feet.
Debout.
Debout. All right. You're just going to yell that and somebody's supposed to get up.
Exactly. So you can use it when you enter a room in the morning or as you said, when you're explaining to ask people just to stand up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be harsh, but it can be really sweet. If it depends on the way you say it. You say debout.
Okay.
Everybody obviously up. Here it's more like debout.
Yeah. Get up. Okay. It's already 6 o'clock.
Il est déjà 6 heures.
Il est déjà 6 heures. Now, what's the word for already?
Déjà.
Déjà. Okay, déjà is that adverb, so it comes right after the verb. Now, without the word déjà, we have it is 6 o'clock, right?
Il est 6 heures.
Il est 6 heures. Now, literally in English, this would be it is 6 hours, right? But when we speak French, that's the way we tell the time, right? Il est 6 heures. It is 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it wouldn't work in French. If you don't say heure in French, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so you can't just say it's 6.
No.
Il est 6.
No, ça...
no, it doesn't work.
Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you flinch a little bit. You didn't like that at all.
No. You have to say, il est 6 heures.
Okay. And if it's already 6 o'clock?
Il est déjà 6 heures.
Il est déjà 6 heures. Okay. Then he says, you got to get to work.
Il faut aller travailler.
Il faut aller travailler. Okay, we've got a couple of infinitives. Three verbs in a row, my goodness. Now, the main action is to work, right?
Unfortunately, it is. You're right, JP.
That's to work. So how do we say to go to work?
Aller travailler.
Aller travailler. Now, aller means to go.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we start the sentence with a little expression in French, which is kind of hard to translate into English, and it implies necessity or obligation.
Il faut.
Il faut. Okay. Literally, no, I can't say anything literally. It means like it's necessary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no person on it. There's no I or you or we or he. It's il faut. One must. Right?
Exactly.
One must go to work.
Il faut aller travailler.
Il faut aller travailler. All right. Now, he notices that there's not much of a response from her.
No, not much of a reaction.
Yeah. And he really is insistent that she gets up. So... you know, he moves to the nuclear option, right?
And says, bon, si c'est comme ça.
Okay, bon is all right. Yep. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
If it's got to be like that.
Si c'est comme ça.
Si c'est comme ça. Now, this means if it's like that, right? Okay, I'm not going to break this down for you all, but I want you to know as newbies, you can say this phrase if somebody's not taking your warnings, right? And you're left with no other option. This is something you can say, bon, si c'est comme ça, dot, dot, dot.
If there's no other option, exactly. Mm-hmm. Si c'est comme ça, JP.
Right, so there's no other choice. He's got to splash water in her face. She doesn't like it.
Not really, no. So she's a bit mad and she said, tu es malade.
No, literally this is, are you sick or you are sick,
yeah.
Right? But it's a question form and we can tell because of the intonation. So are you sick? Meaning sick in the head, right? So are you nuts? Are you crazy?
Tu es malade. You know what? On est dimanche.
On est dimanche. Now, dimanche is the word for Sunday, right?
Oui.
Okay, so when we say today is Sunday?
On est dimanche.
On est dimanche. Now, literally, this is one is Sunday. Okay, that's not English at all. In English, we'd say it's Sunday or today is Sunday.
But in French,
mm-hmm.
On.
On. Okay, on est dimanche. So that would be like, we are Sunday.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. that's kind of French when you think about it. We are Sunday. We have arrived at Sunday.
It sounds French for you.
It does, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it together. Are you nuts? It's Sunday.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Wah, wah. Okay, so now the guy's in trouble. She's in a bad mood. The bed's all wet.
Yeah.
Bad situation. Let's listen to dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Debout. Il est déjà 6 heures. Il faut aller travailler. Bon, si c'est comme ça.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Dialogue, second time.
Debout. Il est déjà 6 heures. Il faut aller travailler. Bon, si c'est comme ça.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
Dialogue, third time.
Debout. Il est déjà 6 heures. Il faut aller travailler. Bon, si c'est comme ça.
Tu es malade. On est dimanche.
So you implied that it's going to be a Sunday argument, you think, JP?
I think so. I wouldn't recover from water in the face on Sunday when I could be sleeping, for goodness sakes.
So you think she's going to say a couple of more times, tu es malade?
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she will.
What was going on in your head? Tu es malade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he was just worried about, baby, I was just worried about you. I thought you needed to go to work.
It's not that rude, you know, it's not vulgar to say that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it really means what's going on in your head.
Like, for example, the other day when I was eating some French fries and I strayed over to your French fries and ate a couple half of your French fries.
Within a second, I said, tu es malade, JP. You've got your French fries.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, do not get between Emily and his French fries.
No. And especially JP. And I remember I told you, JP, tu es malade. On est lundi.
Okay.
I told you, especially on a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't even think about touching my French fries.
Yeah, you're very grumpy on Mondays. I know this about you. Now.
Especially when on est lundi.
Okay. On est lundi. It's Monday, right?
Yeah.
We are Monday.
Okay. And you know why I'm grumpy?
Yeah.
Because il faut aller travailler
okay.
on Monday.
Because you got to go to work on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I know it's the same for everyone, but still. I'm French. I've got the right to be grumpy.
All right, my friends. If you have any questions or suggestions or would like to comment about this lesson, please come to FrenchPod.com and leave your comments on the discussion page of this lesson. Are you sick? For now, I think it's time for us to say goodbye. So, à la prochaine.
Salut.